Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们翻到马太福音。
Chapter 24,
第二十四章。
Verse 14,
第十四节。
Matthew 24:14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
And these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth for a witness to all the nations, and then shall come the end.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here in Thy name,
主啊，当我们一同在你的名下聚集的时候，
We believe that Thou art here in our midst.
我们相信你是在我们的中间。
As we come to Thy presence, Lord,
主啊，当我们来到你同在的中间，
We want to open our hearts to Thee.
我们要把我们的心向你敞开。
And say, Lord, what hast Thou to say to us?
说主啊，你有什么话要向我们说？
Please speak to our hearts.
请向我们的心说话。
We are here in Thy presence.
我们在你同在的当中。
We want to hear Thy word.
我们要听你的话。
And we want to follow Thee.
我们要跟从你。
May all glory unto Yourself.
让所有的荣耀归给你。
In Thy precious name.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Recently, I have been exercised before the Lord over one thing.
最近我在主面前心里一直想一件事。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we are all expecting our Lord Jesus.To come back.
弟兄姊妹，我们都盼望、期待我们的主回来。
And we have been waiting for his return.
我们在等候他的回来。
But another year has passed.
但是一年又过去了。
And the Lord is still in heaven.
主仍旧是在天上。
I wonder why is it so?
我不知道为什么是这样。
Before our Lord Jesus left this world,
当我们主离开这世界的时候，
He told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒，
that he will come back,
他要回来，
and receive us to himself,
把我们接到他的自己那里。
And especially if you read the book of Revelation,
尤其是当你读启示录的时候。
When you come to the last chapter,
当你来到最后一章，
almost the last verse,
几乎是最后一句话。
And the Lord said,
主说，
Behold, I come quickly.
看哪，我要快来。
But 20 centuries has already passed.
但是二十个世纪已经过去了。
And the Lord seems to still linger.
主仍旧似乎是迟延。
So I have been exercised before the Lord.
所以我在主面前想。
I wonder why is it so?
为什么这样呢？
I feel the Lord has told me.
我觉得主跟我说。
There is one thing that He is waiting for us.
有一件事情他在等着我们。
Because you find in Matthew 24 verse 14.
因为在马太福音二十四章十四节，
The Lord said, "The glad tidings of the kingdom of the heavens shall be preached in the whole habitable earth."
这里主说，天国的福音要传遍天下。
For a witness to all the nations.
要为对万民做见证。
And then shall come the end.
然后末期才来到。
So I wonder if this is the reason for our Lord's delay.
所以我就想，这是不是我们主迟延的原因？
I believe our Lord Jesus is anxious to come back.
我想我们的主呢，是很急迫的要回来。
Much more anxious than we are.
比我们更急迫。
But why is it he delays his return?
为什么他迟延他的回来？
Probably it is because
可能是因为
the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens has not been preached to all the nations.
天国的福音并没有在万民中间传播。
As a witness,
作为见证。
And then the end shall come.
然后末期才会到。
So my burden this time with your dear brothers and sisters,
所以这回我在亲爱的弟兄姊妹中间，我的负担是
is on this matter of the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
所以我的负担是关于天国的福音。
And we know when the Lord said the gospel of the kingdom of heaven shall be preached.
当主说天国的福音要传遍
through the whole habitable world.
传遍所有有人住的地方。
And of course, he doesn't mean that it just be preached.
所以当然他不是说这个只是 把福音说出来了而已。
He means that there are people who respond to the kingdom of the heaven.
他是说有人是对天国有反应的。
And if there is enough response,
若是有足够的反应，
then the end shall come.
那么那个时候末期就到了。
As we go back to history,
当我们回到历史上，
we find that After Malachi,
当我们看见在马拉基书以后
After his prophecy,
当马拉基的预言说了以后
For 400 years, God was silent.
400年中间神是没有说话。
Even though at that time the Jewish people have returned to Jerusalem.
虽然那个时候以色列的百姓已回到了耶路撒冷。
And the temple has been rebuilt.
圣殿也被重建了。
And temple service had been going on for years.
圣殿里面的侍奉一直在进行。
And yet, there was silence.
但是神没有说话。
I think it is a terrible thing when God is silent.
我想当神不说话的时候是一个实在是可怕的情形。
Because the Bible said,Our Lord is one who speaks.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们的主是一个说话的神。
He is one who wants to reveal himself to us.
他要把他自己启示给我们。
When he is shut up,
当他不说话的时候，
it is not because he does not want to speak to us.
不是因为他不要向我们说话。
It is because we do not have the heart and the ears to hear.
因为我们没有心，也没有耳朵来听。
Think of that.
事情是这样。
For 400 years, he was silent.
400年他没有说话。
Even though on earth, everything seemed to go on as usual.
在世界上每一件事情好像平常的这样进行。
As if his people were quite religious.
而且这些百姓是非常宗教性的。
And yet God was silent.
但是神没有说话。
Then suddenly, one day,
有一天
the voice of John was heard.
约翰的声音出来了。
John the Baptist came.
施洗约翰来了。
And he began to preach.
他开始传道。
He said, repent.
他说悔改。
For the kingdom of heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国近了。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
we know that the age of grace was ushered in by that preaching.
我们知道恩典的时代是被约翰所说的话带进来的。
Before this age, it was the age of the law.
在这个时代以前是律法的时代。
But now God wants to conclude the age of law.
但是现在神要把
律法的时代结束。
And to bring us into the age of grace.
带我们进入恩典的时代。
And what is it that introduces the age of grace?
什么是把恩典的时代带进来呢？
It is the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
是天国的福音。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we know we are now living in the age of grace.
我们知道我们今天活在恩典的时代。
But is it strange to you to see that this age was actually brought in by the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens?
可是你有没有觉得这个很奇妙？这个恩典的时代原来是天国的福音带进来的。
We think of grace as something free.
我们想到恩典是无价的，是不用花钱的。
Something quite cheap.
是一个廉价的。
But the kingdom of the heavens is a serious subject.
但是天国是一个非常严肃的课题。
If law demands upon us,
如果是律法对我们有要求，
then the kingdom should have higher demands.
天国对我们有更高的要求。
So how can something that has such a high demand to bring in the age of grace?
但是很奇妙的，这个有非常高的要求的一个东西，天国居然带进了恩典的时代。
I think it is because of our misunderstanding.
就是因为我们误解了。
When we think of the kingdom of heavens,
当我们听到天国的时候，
immediately in our mind there is a higher demand upon us.
马上我们就会想到有一个比我们更知道的更高的要求。
It must be higher than the demand of the law.
一定会比那个律法有更高的要求。
So how can it be that it is the kingdom of the heavens that introduced in the age of grace?
是怎么可能这一个天国的福音居然带进来我们恩典的时代？
So we can see that God's thought is completely different from ours.
所以我们看见神的想法跟我们的想法完全不一样。
To him, the kingdom of the heavens is grace upon grace.
对他来说，天国是恩上加恩。
And if we can really understand its meaning,
若是我们真正懂得这个意思，
That is what really is. That is what it really is.
那就是那我们真正知道这里面什么意思。
So you remember in the Gospel according to John.
所以当我们记得在约翰福音里头，
Chapter 1,
第一章，
I think it's in verse 17 or 18.
第一章第十七节，约翰福音第一章第十八十八节。第十八节。
Yeah. 十七。
第十。十六节。对。约翰福音第一章第十六节。
For the law was given by Moses.
第十七节，对不起，律法本是借着摩西传的。
Grace and truth subsist through Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
We know the law of God came through Moses.
我们知道神的律法是经过摩西给我们的。
But the Bible tells us grace and truth subsist in Christ Jesus.
但是 圣经告诉我们恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
The word subsist here simply means that grace and truth were not known before the coming of our Lord Jesus.
这个来的这个意思就是说恩典和真理在耶稣基督以前没有人知道。
It is through Jesus Christ that grace and truth were introduced to us.
是经过耶稣基督恩典和真理来带到介绍给我们。
Because he is the only one who came to declare his Father.
因为他是唯一来彰显说明他父亲那位。
He is a representation of God the Father.
他是神那我们的父来表明他的，代表他的。
It is through him that we begin to know what grace is and what truth is.
经过它，我们才知道什么是恩典，什么是真理。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
I hope from the very outset,
我希望从一开始，
we need to change our mentality.
我们需要把我们的想法改变。
Instead of seeing the kingdom of the heavens as something that has higher demands,
不但是不要想成天国是只是一个有对我们有更高的要求。
It is true that it does demand higher.
没错，它是对我们有更高的要求。
But we must remember the answer to the demand is grace.
但是我们必须记得，对于这个要求的回答是恩典。
So when we see that it is grace upon grace,
所以当我们看见这是恩上加恩的时候，
I believe it will give us incentive.To press on.
是给我们一个好处，就让我们继续往前。
We know when John the Baptist came.
我们知道当施洗约翰来的时候，
He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh."
他说你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
I think this is a very strange statement.
我想这是一个很奇怪的一句话。
Because to us, for us to repent,
对我们说要让我们来悔改。
It means because we have sinned.
因为我们犯了罪。
Because we have done something wrong before God.
因为我们在神面前做了错事。
And that's the reason why we need to repent.
那就是为什么我们需要悔改。
But here you find the message is repent, for the kingdom of heavens has drawn nigh.
但是这里的信息是什么？悔改，因为天国近了。
The reason for repentance is positive.
悔改的原因是正面的。
It is for the reason that the kingdom of heavens is coming.
因为天国近了。
And therefore we need to repent.
因此我们要悔改。
You know, at that time, the Jewish people have already returned to the promised land.
我们知道那个时候，犹太人已经回到了那个应许地。
And they have their temple service going on.
他们有圣殿的服事在那里进行。
It seems that they were a very pious nation.
看起来他们是一个非常虔诚的国家。
And they seemed to be waiting for the Messiah to come.
他们好像在那里等候弥赛亚来。
But the reality is not that.
但是实际不在那里。
Because when they heard that Christ has come, they were worried.
因为什么呢？因为当他们听到说是基督已经来了，他们心里反而担心了。
That proves that they were not ready.For the Messiah.
这证明他们没有在准备好来见弥赛亚。
So, that's the reason why they need to repent.
这就是为什么他们需要悔改。
Their lives do not fit with the kingdom of the heavens.
他们的生活不与天国不配合。
Because the kingdom of heavens has drawn nigh.
因为天国近了。
So they need to be prepared for it.
所以他们应该准备好。
And the only way to prepare for it is to repent.
那唯一准备好的路就是要悔改。
So you remember how all the sinners, they came and be baptized.
你就看见有那么多的罪人来在那里受浸。
Because the baptism of John is the baptism of repentance.
因为约翰的洗礼是悔改的洗礼。
As a preparation for the kingdom of the heavens.
准备好好让天国来到他们中间。
So that was the situation at that time.
所以这个是那个时候的光景。
And then you find our Lord Jesus came.
然后主耶稣来了。
He came to be baptized of John the Baptist.
他来被施洗约翰来施洗。
And John the Baptist sensed within him that here is a man who needs no repentance.
这里施洗约翰在他里面感觉到这里来了一个人，他是不需要悔改的。
He, the Baptist, needs to repent.
来，反而是这个给他施洗的人 需要悔改。
He needs to be baptized by Jesus.
他需要被耶稣来受洗才对。
Because he can sense there is something great in that man.
因为他里面觉得他要洗的这个人里头有一个很大的。
And yet the Lord asked him to do it to fulfill all righteousness.
因为但是主说你仍旧要洗我来尽诸般的义。
In other words,
换句话说
when our Lord began to appear to the public,
当主耶稣在来到大家的面前的时候
to begin his public work,
来开始他公开的工作
he began it by being baptized by John.
他一开始的时候就用被施洗约翰施洗来开始。
It is not because he needs to repent.
并不是因为他需要悔改。
But it is because to fulfill all righteousness.
而是因为他要尽诸般的义。
Because at that time, that was the demand of God.
因为那个时候是神在百姓中间所要求的。
So he stood in our place.
所以他站在我们的地位。
To fulfill the righteousness of God.
来尽神诸般的义。
And receive that baptism.
来接受了那个洗礼。
And then you remember, after John the Baptist was taken into prison.
当我们记得当施洗约翰被关在监里的时候
Our Lord Jesus himself began his public ministry of preaching.
我们主耶稣自己在那里开始的公开的传道。
And when he began to preach,
他传道的时候
He said the same thing as John the Baptist.
他说了施洗约翰所说的同样的话。
Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
Brothers and sisters, why is it so?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么呢？
For John to preach that message was correct.
要施洗约翰来传这样的道是对的。
Because Christ hasn't beenShown publicly yet.
因为基督并没有被众人所看见。
But for Christ himself who had come.
但是基督自己来了。
And he still preached the same word.
他仍旧说同样的话。
Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
悔改，因为天国近了。
Has not the king of the kingdom of heavens has already come?
不是说这一位天国的王已经来了吗？
Now why is he say that?The kingdom of heavens has drawn nigh.
为什么他要说天国近了呢？
It is because he has no people.
因为这位天国的王没有天国的百姓。
A king without the people does not have a kingdom.
一个国王没有百姓是不能算是国度。
So you find our Lord Jesus came to find his people.
所以我们看见我们主耶稣来是要寻找他的百姓。
But what did he find on earth?
在世上他找到什么呢？
I think when you read the gospel, you will be surprised.
所以当我们读福音书的时候，你会觉得很惊喜。
Why is it that our Lord always met these cripples, blind, deaf, even dead?
为什么主老是遇见这些瘸腿的、瞎眼的、耳聋的，甚至于死的？
They were the people that our Lord came to save.
这些是主来了要拯救的人。
But there wasn't anyone who fit to be in the kingdom of heaven.
但是他找不到任何一个人能够适合于天国。
No one was qualified to be a citizen of that kingdom.
没有一个人是有资格做这个天国的百姓。
So you find the Lord has to.
所以主在这里必须
rescue some people
要拯救一些人
until some people believe in him
一直到有人开始相信他了
but just believing in him doesn't mean that they are in the kingdom of the heaven
但是只是相信他并不是说就已经是在天国了
so you find immediately after some people believe in him
所以我们看见当有一些人信了他的时候，马上。
What did he do afterwards?
他做什么呢
？He called for disciples.
他呼召他们做门徒。
Only disciples that follow the Lord can be really in the kingdom of the heavens.
唯有 跟随主的门徒才能够真正成为天国的百姓。
Now when you read the word of God,
当我们读神的话，
you come to Colossians chapter 1.
我们读到哥罗西书第一章，
I think it's verse 13.
第十三节。
Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love?
他救了我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
You know, when we come to the Lord Jesus,
你知道，当我们来到主耶稣面前，
and we believe in Him,
我们相信他，
what happened?
什么事发生了呢？
Not only individually we are saved.
不但我们自己得救了。
Individually we are born from above.
我们自己从天上生了，从上面生了。
Individually we receive His life in us.
我们自己接受了他的生命。
And individually we receive the Holy Spirit dwell in us.
我们自己接受了他的圣灵住在我们里面。
But we find that together, positionally,
但是不但这样，我们发觉我们在一起有一个地位。
There is a position that He has given to us.
他给了我们一个地位。
Formerly, when we were in sin,
以前当我们在罪中的时候，
we were under the power of darkness.
我们被黑暗的权势所控制。
Brothers and sisters, the people in this world think that they are free.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天世上的人以为他们是自由的。
They think they can do whatever they like.
他们以为他们随便做什么都可以。
They are their own masters.
他们自己是自己的主人。
But the Bible tells us very clearly.
可是圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
You find they are under the authority of darkness.
你看见说他们是在黑暗的权势底下。
Not only they sin,
不但他们犯罪，
but they sin because they belong to the evil one.
他们犯罪是因为他们是属于那一位恶者。
They cannot but sin.
他们没有办法，只好犯罪。
They were under the authority of darkness.
他们是在黑暗的权势底下。
But thank God.
感谢主。
When our Lord Jesus came and saved us,
当我们主耶稣来救了我们，
He has delivered us out of the authority of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的权势里面拯救出来，
and has translated us into the kingdom of the love of God's Son.
把我们迁到他儿爱子的国度里。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
do you realize?
你有没有
that when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你有没有体会到当你认识耶稣基督的时候，
there is a wonderful position that you have entered in.
你进入了一个了不起的一个地位。
Because He has delivered you out of the authority of darkness.
因为他神已经把你拯救从黑暗的权势里面出来。
And has translated you into the kingdom of God's Son.
把你搬到他自己儿爱子的国度里。
But remember, this is just a position.
可是记得，这只是一个地位。
Our position does not mean that we really possess it.
我们有这个地位，并不表示我们已经得到了这个。
Position is objective.
地位是客观的。
Possession is subjective.
得到是主观的。
So positionally, brothers and sisters, we do not belong to this world.
所以就地位来说，我们不属于这个世界。
We are out of the power of darkness.
我们已经从黑暗的权势中间出
来了。Thank God, we are in the kingdom of God's Son.
感谢主，我们都是在神爱子的国度里。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
experientially, we are not so.
就经历来说，我们是在那里吗？
We do not really possess the kingdom.
我们没有真正的得到取得了这个国度。
Not until we really possess the kingdom.
只等到我们真正取得了这个国度,
then we become the people of the kingdom.
然后我们才能够是在国度里面的百姓。
So that's the reason why you find discipleship is so important in the scripture.
所以这就是为什么做门徒这件事情在圣经里面这么重要。
Today we tend to divide believers from disciples.
今天我们常常把信徒和门徒把它分开。
But in the sight of God, these two things go together.
但是从神的眼光里面看, 这两件事情是同一同行的。
Now it is very true that practically they can be divided.
的确是在实际上来讲, 这两件事情好像是分开的。
But from the standpoint of truth, they are together.
但是就真理来说, 这两件事情是一起的。
It is important, therefore, for us believers.
就我们这些信的人来说,
as soon as we are saved,
很重要的一点, 当我们被救的时候,
the call of discipleship comes to us.
做门徒的呼召就来到我们身上。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, you accept Him as your Savior.
当你相信耶稣的时候, 你接受他做你的救主。
But when you really accept Him as your Lord, then you begin to be in the kingdom of the heavens.
当你真正接受他做你的主人的时候, 你就在天国里面了。
So, unfortunately, most people divide these two things.
很不幸的是, 大多数人把这两件事情实际上分开了。
Because when we are saved, we are so happy.
当我们得救的时候, 我们那么开心。
We think this is the greatest thing in the world.
我们觉得这是世上最美丽的事情。
We think this is enough.
我们觉得这够了。
But God is not enough.
但是神不觉得够。
Because He has something more glorious for us.
因为他有一个更荣耀的事情放在那里等我们。
So the call of discipleship is to all believers.
所以这个 对于门徒的呼召是对所有的信徒的。
The call of discipleship does not come to unbelievers.
门徒的呼召不会给那些没信的人。
It's only to the believers.
只给那些信的人。
Then we are all called to be disciples of Christ.
让我们每个人都被呼召信徒，每个人都被呼召做耶稣基督的门徒。
So you find that after Peter, Andrew, and John and James, they believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以当我们看彼得、安德烈、约翰和雅各信了耶稣基督的时候。
In the Gospel of John chapter 1, you find how they came to the Lord.
那我们就看见他们怎么来到主的面前。
And then you find when our Lord began to preach,
当我们主开始传道的时候,
then He called those who have believed Him to be His disciples.
他就呼召这一些相信了他的人来做他的门徒。
He said, follow me.
他说跟随我。
And I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你得人如得鱼。
And immediately they left everything and followed the Lord.
他们立刻就撇下了所有来跟随主。
So discipleship is a secret to the kingdom of the heavens.
所以做门徒是到天国的一个秘密。
Now what is the kingdom of the heavens?
天国的意思是什么呢?
You find the kingdom of the heavens or the heavenly kingdoms is mentioned mostly in the Gospel of John.
Matthew.
Yeah.
你会发觉天国这句话是 大部分都是在马太福音里面。
The only two places you can find.
只有两件是在别的地方找。
One in the Old Testament.
一个是在旧约里。
One in the New Testament.
一个是在新约里。
And in the Old Testament is Daniel chapter 4.
在旧约里面是但以理书第四章。
When Daniel said, the heavens do rule.
但以理说天掌权。
That is referring to the kingdom of the heavens.
在那里就说到那天国。
And the other thing is in
Timothy.
It's in Second Timothy.
Yeah, 另外一句话是在提摩太后书。
And when Paul said, God is preparing him for the heavenly kingdom.
所以这里使徒保罗说，我要神已经把我准备好要进入天国。
But mostly you find in the gospel according to Matthew.
但是大部分的天国是在马太福音里面说到的。
So if we want to know what the kingdom of heavens is,
所以当我们要知道什么是天国，
I think we need to concentrate more upon the gospel of Matthew.
我们需要多把注意力集中在马太福音里。
The kingdom of the heavens simply means the heavens rule.
天国的意思简单的说就是说天掌权。
And the heavens is not just an abstract term.
天国并不是一个抽象的一个字眼。
Because the heavens here refers to a person.
因为天国说到一个人。
It refers to our Lord Jesus.
说到我们的主耶稣。
In other words, his kingdom takes its character from the king.
换句话说，天国的性格是从那一位天国的国王里面得到的。
We know in this world when you have a kingdom.
我们在这个世界上，你若是发觉有一个王国的话
，and the king rules over his people.
王在那里统治他的王国。
In other words, his idea.His character rules over his domain.
换句话说，他的想法，他的性格就管制了他的那个国家。
Everything in his kingdom follows after him.
他王国里面每一件事情都是跟随他的想法。
So the kingdom of heavens is simply mean that Christ is the king.
所以天国的意思只是说基督是王。
And everything is to fit to his character.
王国里所有的事情都要跟他的性格要相配。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
when we are thinking of this,
当我们这样想的时候，
you know what a great work the Lord has to do in our lives.
你就知道我们的主必须要在我们每个人的身上做到多么大的一件事。
Because so far as we are concerned,
因为就我们自己来说
，We have already developed a character.
我们的性格已经组成了。
And he has to come in and change, as it were, our character.
那他必须来，好像说要把我们的性格要改变。
I think there is nothing more difficult than changing a character.
我想没有一个比改变人的性格更难的事。
And this is what the Lord.Is doing with us.
这就是主在我们身上做的事。
So this is what the kingdom of the heavens is.
这就是天国的意思。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
you know, when our Lord Jesus came to preach,
当我们主耶稣来传道的时候，
what is the gospel that he is preaching?
他所说的福音是什么呢？
The gospel that he is preaching is the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
主耶稣所传的福音是天国的福音。
And what did these apostles preach?
那这些门徒使徒们传的福音是什么呢？
They preach the kingdom of the heavens.
他们在那里也是在那里传那天国。
Because you find on the day of Pentecost.
因为你看见在五旬节那一天。
When Peter and the 11 stood up and preached.
当彼得和那十一位站起来传道的时候。
He said,This is to tell you that God has made him Christ and Lord.
他说这就是让你看见神已经让基督成为主了。
This is the peak of his message.
这是他所有那天讲到的最高的一点。
So it is the gospel of the kingdom.
是关于天国的福音。
And when you read the book of Acts,
当我们读使徒行传
to the end of the book of Acts,
使徒行传的最后
you find Paul,In Rome,
你看见保罗在罗马
，in his rented house,
在那 租的一个地方。
And he was there preaching the kingdom and talk about the Lord.
在那里，他就在那里传国度的道，传那里有一位主。
That is what apostles preached.
这是使徒们所传的道。
But unfortunately, in church history.
但是不幸的，在教会的历史上。
You find how the church began to fall.
你就看见很不幸的教会开始堕落了。
Even at the end of the first century.
甚至于在第一世纪的尾。第一世纪的尾。
You read Revelation chapters 2 and 3.
当你读启示录的第二、第三章的时候。
These seven churches in Asia Minor.
在小亚细亚的七个教会。
They were representing the church during the end of the first century.
他们就代表真正的代表在第一世纪最后的教会。
Thank God, there is the church in Philadelphia.
感谢主，那里有一个腓拉铁菲的教会。
That is still faithful to the Lord.
他们仍旧对主忠心。
Thank God that there is a church of Smyrna.
感谢主，那里有在士美拿的教会。
They are willing to suffer for the Lord.
他们愿意为主的缘故受苦。
But so far as the general condition of the churches is concerned.
但是你代表一般教会的光景。
We find how all these declensions among them.
我们发觉慢慢的没落了，慢慢的堕落了。
And God has to use persecution to revive them.
神就必须要用迫害来让他们重新恢复起来。
So that's the reason why in church history you find 10 times Roman Empire how they try to wipe out Christianity.
你就看见在教会历史中间，罗马帝国有十次想要把神的教会把它全部铲掉。
But thank God you find in the beginning of the fourth century.
但是感谢主，在第四世纪的开始。
When Constantine seemed to believe in God.
当君士坦丁这个君王开始相信神的时候。
And he encouraged his soldiers to be baptized.
他鼓励他的军队的里面的兵来受洗。
If a soldier will be baptized, he will be rewarded with money and also clothes.
当一个士兵他要愿意受洗的话呢，他们会给他钱，给他衣服。
So who among his soldiers will not be baptized?
所以所有的士兵都愿意受洗。
And when this happened,
当这件事情发生，
you find most people in the so-called church is not saved at all.
你就发觉所谓的教会里面，大部分那些信徒都基本上不是信徒，没有得救。
Now how can you expect them to serve God?
你怎么能够期望这些人来侍奉神呢？
So environment forced them to train some special people to take care of the so-called churches.
所以这样的外面的环境就逼着他们要训练一些人来侍奉神。
And you find gradually Christianity has fallen lower and lower.
所以你就看见慢慢的所谓的基督教就越来越堕落。
Even salvation by grace was unknown.
甚至于恩典让我们得救这件事情都是人不知道的。
The Bible was changed.
圣经被改变了。
Changed.
哦，对不起，圣经被锁起来了。
People were not allowed to read the scripture.
人们不准读圣经。
So they can only be explained by those priests.
只能这些个教士在那里讲解圣经。
And gradually you find how the church has fallen.
你慢慢看见教会如何就堕落。
Not to say the gospel of the kingdom was unknown.
并不是说天国的福音不知道。
Even the gospel of pure grace was unknown.
那恩典的福音，恩典的福音都不知道。
Gradually, people in Christianity thought they had to be tried to be saved by accumulating merit.
那些基督教里面的人，他们以为他们要得救，必须积累他们的好处。
And of course, most people could not accumulate enough merit to go to heaven when they died.
当然，大部分的人在他们死以前没有办法堆积过足够的好处。
Only a few so-called saints.
只有少数的所谓的圣徒。
They had enough merit.
他们有足够的好处。
And not only enough merit, but too much merit.
那不但他们有好处，而且他们有太多的好处。
So you can pray to these saints.
所以他们还可以为其他的人可以向这些个成圣的人祷告。
And they will share some of the extra merit to you.
他们可以把他们自己的优点给你一点
，and get you quicker out of purgatory，
好让你可以从炼狱里面早点起来。
Now that's the situation in Europe，
这就是那个时候欧洲的情形。
Until the 16th century，
一直到第十六世纪。
And thank God，
感谢主。
In the 16th century， God began to do His work of recovery。
在十六世纪的时候，神就开始他恢复的工作。
And you find how God raised up people like Martin Luther, John Calvin。
所以那个时候，神就兴起了像马丁路德、像科尔文这样的人。
A group of people，
一些人。
And they began to preach salvation by faith。
他们开始传因信得救的道。
And also they began to emphasize an open Bible。
而且他们开始强调。一个敞开的圣经。
And the Bible began to be translated from the original language to the local language.
那圣经也开始从原文翻译成各地的文字。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
even though there was such a wonderful recovery,
虽然那个时候有这么好的一个恢复，
but the gospel of the kingdom of heavens was unknown.
但是那天国的福音，人就不知道。
Not until the 19th century.
一直到第十九世纪的时候。
So you can think of that.
所以你可以这样想。
How the enemy had worked in the church.
这个仇敌在教会中有怎样的工作？
He tried to keep it from being known.
他要让天国的福音人不知道，教会不知道。
Because he knew that when the kingdom of heavens had been preached to all the nations,
因为仇敌知道，若是天国的福音被传到万邦，
then the end will come.
那末期就到了。
It will be his end.
那就这个仇敌就没路走了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
when you realize for how many centuries God's people were in darkness.
你看有那么多个世纪神的百姓是在黑暗里。
But thank God in the 19th century.
但是感谢神在第十九世纪。
God raised a people like Pemper, like Govet, like Penton.
那个时候神就兴起人好像 Pemper,
Govet, Penton.
And Penton.
And these people began to preach the kingdom of the heaven.
他们这些人就开始传天国的福音。
But even today,
但是至于直到今天，
among God's people,
在神的百姓当中，
even though among God's saved people,
甚至于在神所救赎了的人当中，
they hardly heard of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他们很少听见，甚至于没有听见天国的福音。
As a matter of fact,
实际上来说，
this was resisted.
哦，这个天国的福音还是被宗教所抵抗。
When you try to preach the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens，
当你想要传天国的福音的时候
，They think you are teaching a false gospel。
有人就会说，这些宗教的人就会说，你现在在传一个假的福音。
But brothers and sisters，
但是弟兄姊妹
，If you read the Bible，
若是你读圣经
，You find this is the gospel。
你就发觉这个天国的福音才是真正的福音。
Of course, there is only one gospel.
当然，只有一个福音。
That gospel is comprehensive.
这个福音是全备的。
But the kingdom is the most important part.
但是天国是最重要的一部分。
So it has to be preached to all the habitable world.
所以天国的福音必须要传到所有有人住的地方。
As a witness to all the nations.
作为一个见证，向万邦做见证。
That is to say, God will raise up a people.
就是说，神要兴起一般人。
Who are really living in the kingdom of heaven today.
他们实在在今天就活在天国里面。
And they become a testimony to the nation.
他们成为对万邦的一个见证。
That Jesus is Lord.
就是说耶稣是主。
Not only Savior.
不但是我们的救主。
But Jesus is Lord.
而且基督是主。
And it is not a theory.
这不是一个道理。
It is a life experience.
这是一个生命的经历。
And that has such a spiritual effect upon the world.
这件事情会有一个真正的属灵的的影响在这个世上。
And it will bring in the king again.
他就会把主把这位王再带来。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
let us see how important this is.
让我们看见这件事情是多么的重要。
And now, the kingdom of the heavens is the gospel that bring in the age of grace.
天国的福音就是那个带进恩典时代的福音。
And it is also the kingdom of the heavens that bring in the kingdom age.
而且天国也带下那个国度的那个时代。
Now I hope you can see this.
我盼望你能看清楚这一点。
How does God change the age of law to the age of grace?
神把律法的时代变成为了恩典的时代。
It's a big change.
这是一个很大的改变。
And how did he do it?
他怎么做呢?
He did it by the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
他的做法是在这里传天国的福音。
But because this really shows us what grace is.
所以这就因为这个实在让我们看懂什么叫做恩典。
The more you know the kingdom of the heavens,
你若是认识天国更多，
the more you begin to know what God's grace is.
你就更懂得神的恩典是什么。
So this is the kingdom of heavens that make that change.
就是天国这件事情就让这个改变发生。
And this is to bring in the king in the first place.
那这个就是第一，就是把这位王带进来。
Now in the same way,
那同样的，
how will God change this age of grace to the age of the kingdom?
神怎么样把这个恩典的时代带进王的时代？
Because the kingdom today is hidden.
因为王这个国度，王的国度今天是隐藏的。
So far as the world is concerned, they do not know it.
就世界来说，他们不知道。
But it is there.
但是在哪里？
And it has a great effect.
有一个很大的影响。
But it is hidden.
但是是隐藏的。
But one day it will be publicly appear upon this earth.
可是有一天，天国要在这个世界上被所有的人都看见。
When Christ shall return the second time,
当
Christ shall return for the second time, first time came.
基督第二次回来的时候，
He will establish His kingdom upon this earth.
他要把他的国度建造在世界上。
Now, how does God make that change?
神怎么样使得这个改变发生呢？
You find it is also related to the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
这也与那个天国的福音有关系。
Because there in Matthew 24:14,
因为这里在马太福音第二十四章第十四节，
the Lord said, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven shall be preached to all the habitable world.
因为说这天国的福音要传遍所有有人住的地方，
as a witness to the nations.
要作为 对万国的一个见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才要来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，the more you study the scripture,
你阅读圣经
，the more you realize how important is the gospel of the kingdom of the heaven.
你越发现这天国的福音是多么的重要。
But today, even today, it is still neglected.
但是纵然在今天，仍旧是被忽略的。
Now let us return.To the first coming of the Lord.
当我们回头看看主第一次来
，We find when during the first coming of the Lord.
当第一次主来的时候
，What was the condition at that time?
地上的光景是如何呢
？We have already mentioned that the condition at that time was they are religious. They were religious.
我们已经说过，那个时候地上的光景就是宗教性的。
But that was a facade.
但是这只是一个外表
，There is no reality there，
没有实际。
And for the coming of the Messiah，
要弥赛亚要来
，Even though the whole nation was waiting for the coming of the Messiah，
虽然整个的国家以色列都在那里，犹太整个这他们都在等候弥赛亚。
We know that every day in the temple，
你知道每一天在圣殿
，When a priest。Will offer incense in the holy place.
当那个祭司在圣所在点香的时候
，all the people will be standing outside waiting.
所有的百姓都要站在外面等。
And that priest will pray a national prayer.
这个祭司就要为全国祷告。
May thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
they seem to wait for the Messiah to come.
好像他们在等弥赛亚来。
But reality is not true.
但是实际上不是这样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God did prepare some people who will prepare for His coming.
但是神准备了一些人，他们是准备那弥赛亚来的。
Now, if you read the Gospel according to Luke.
若是你读路加福音
You find in chapter 1
路加福音第一章
How God prepared Zechariah and Elizabeth
这里神准备了撒加利亚与以利沙伯
You know God's way is always higher than man's way
你知道神的路总是比人的路要高
Because in the Old Testament time
因为在旧约的时候
When you are pious towards God
若是你对神是虔诚的话
God will bless you
神会祝福你。
And the greatest blessing is you will have many sons and daughters.
最大的祝福就是你儿子也多，女儿也多。
So in the Old Testament time,
所以在旧约的时候
，when a woman cannot conceive,
当一个女人不能怀孕
，no children,
没有孩子
，that was a sign that he was hated by God.
那就是。一个记号，就是这个人不被神所喜悦。
Something must be wrong with her.
就是他一定有什么做了什么错事。
And that happened to Elizabeth.
那这件事情呢，就发生在以利沙伯的身上。
Both Elizabeth and Zechariah, they loved the Lord.
以利沙伯和撒加利亚爱神。
They lived piously before the Lord.
他们在主面前过一个敬虔的生活。
And yet God shut the womb of Elizabeth.
但是神让以利沙伯的肚腹收了。
No doubt they must be praying much about it.
他们一定有许多的祷告。
But I do wonder.
但是我不知道。
When Zechariah in his old age get into the temple to offer incense.
当撒加利亚在晚年进圣殿来进香的时候，烧香的时候。
You know, among the priests.
在其他的这些祭司当中。
To have the privilege of burning incense at the altar is a one-time privilege.
这些祭司只有一次的机会能在那里烧香。
And in Zechariah's old age, he got that privilege.
当撒加利亚在晚年的时候才得到那个特权。
Of course, you cannot expect him at that time praying for his own son.
当然，在那里他没办法。为他自己的 得儿子祷告。
Because he represents the whole nation.
因为他代表全国。
He must be praying, "More Messiah come."
所以他一定要说主啊，弥赛亚你来。
And the Lord answered him.
但是神主在那里答应了他的祷告。
God will through him prepare a forerunner for the Messiah.
神要经过这个撒加利亚为他自己准备弥赛亚的先锋。
So here you find that godly couple.
所以这里你看见一件事。
They go through situations that could not be explained.
就是这一对夫妇，他们经过一个光景是没有办法解释的。
Because they will be looked upon as someone who displays God, displays God.
就是别人看他们，总觉得他们一定有什么地方不讨主喜悦。
And yet they continue to be faithful.
但是他们在神的面前一直是忠心的。
And it is through them that God prepared the forerunner of the Messiah.
是经过他们两位，神为他自己的弥赛亚
准备了一个先锋。And then you find Joseph and Mary.
那你看见约瑟和玛利亚。
They were all godly people.
他们都是敬虔的人。
And yet you find God chose Mary.
但是这里你看见神拣选了玛利亚。
Before they were married,
他们还没有结婚。
The Holy Spirit will come upon her womb.
那圣灵来到玛利亚。
And the Holy One will be born.
就是你的一个圣者要从你那里出
来。Now, so far as Mary was concerned,
就玛利亚来说，
that was the most difficult decision in her life.
对她来讲是一个非常艰难的决定。
Because the people won't understand.
因为百姓不会知道。
They will consider her as an adulteress.
但是别人会说你一定是犯了奸淫。
And they will be stone her to death.
他们要把她会把她用石头打死。
So it was not an easy decision for her.
所以对她来说不是一个容易的决定。
When the news came to her,
当这句话来到她身上，
she said, "How could it be?"
她说怎么可能呢？
Because I wasn't married yet.
我还没有结婚呢。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
God's way is one mysterious.
但是神的做法是秘密的。
Not only Mary,
不但是玛利亚
，Joseph,
约瑟。
Do you think it's easy for Joseph to take Mary as his wife?
你觉得在这种情况之下，让约瑟来娶了玛利亚回来是容易的吗
？Being a righteous person,
约瑟是一个义人。
He knew he has to divorce Mary.
他知道他应该必须把玛利亚休掉。
But he did not want to do it publicly.
但是他不愿意在大众面前做这
样的事。He was thinking of doing it privately.
他想把他就是暗暗的休了。
Until the angel came.
一直到有一位天使来。
And told him what happened.
告诉他是怎么回事。
And he had the faith to believe.
他有一个信心来接受。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
you see how they went through?
你知道他们经过了什么吗？
They went through the serious discipline.
他们经过了一个非常严厉的管教。
They had to lay down their own lives.
他们要把自己的命都放下。
For the God's purpose to be fulfilled.
好让神的目的可以达到。
So they were also among those who are prepared for the coming of the Lord.
所以他们也是在那一群准备自己让主来的那些人当中。
And you have Simeon and Anna.
那你现在这里也看到西面和玛拿亚拿。
How Simeon served God.
西面如何的侍奉神。
And he got the revelation.
他得到了启示。
Before he died.
在他死以前。
He will see the Messiah.
他要看见弥赛亚。
And when he saw the Messiah,
当他看见了弥赛亚，
he said, "Let me go."
他说，让我去。
That's enough.
够了。
Nothing better than that.
没有比这更好的。
And Anna served the Lord faithfully.
他侍奉神，安娜、亚拿侍奉神。
And she also got the revelation.
他也得到了这个启示。
To tell the people of the coming of the Messiah.
就告诉人 弥赛亚要来。
And then you find these shepherds.
那你看见这些牧羊人。
We were told they were not ordinary shepherds.
我们听说他们不是普通的牧羊人。
They were temple shepherds.
他们是圣殿的牧羊人。
Because you need a temple, you have to offer these lambs.
因为在圣殿里面，你要把羊献上。
And they were taking care of these lambs.
他们是在那里照顾这些羊。
So they were very pious shepherds.
他们是非常敬虔的牧羊人。
And when the Messiah came,
弥赛亚来的时候，
they saw the Messiah the first.
他们看见了，最先看见了弥赛亚。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
as you read the scripture,
当你读圣经的时候，
at the coming of the Lord Jesus,
耶稣基督来，
it was not the nations that was preparing his coming.
不是整个的国家在准备好让他来。
God chose a few to prepare for his son to come.
神预备好一些少数一些人来准备他的儿子来。
This principle will be carried to the second coming of the Lord.
这个原则，当我们主耶稣再来的时候，基督再来的时候，也是同样的原则。
Not just outwardly, we seem all to be waiting for the coming of the Lord.
不是说在外面看起来，我们大家都在等候主的再来。
Actually, we are hoping he will delay his coming.
那我们实在是盼望他迟一点来。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God is preparing a people.
神准备一些人。
Hidden ones.
是隐藏的。
Here and there,
在这儿，在那儿。
There were people whose heart was pure towards God.
他们的心对着神是单纯的。
They were willing to give their lives to the Lord.
他们愿意把他们自己的生命、生活给了神。
Allow the Lord to have His way.
让神在他们身上有路可走。
And these will be the people who were really prepared for the coming.Of the Lord Jesus.
这些人是在那里真正准备主耶稣回来的。
So in the New Testament, we find the principle of the overcomers.
所以在新约里面，我们看见这个得胜者的原则。
Because the church is supposed to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
教会是说起来是应该准备主耶稣再来的。
But when the church fails,
但是当教会失败的时候，
Then God called for overcomers among his people.
神呼召在他自己百姓中间那一些得胜者。
They were willing to give themselves to the Lord.
他们愿意把自己交给主。
And live for the Lord.
为主而活。
And testify for the Lord.
为主做见证。
And with these people, they will bring in the king.
在这些，为了有了这些人，然后神就带回来他百姓的王。
But how can we be such people?
我们怎么做这些人呢？
If we only know the so-called gospel of grace.
就是我们只知道这个所谓的恩典的福音。
Because the gospel of grace that people know today is cheap grace.
因为我们今天人所知道的恩典的福音是一个廉价的福音。
Everything is for me.
什么都是为了我。
Save me.
救我。
Give me.
给我。
So we find that we are still living a self-centered life.
所以我们人就活着一个自我为中心的生活。
We have not been fully delivered.
我们还没有被完全的拯救出来。
Because God's purpose is.
因为神的目的是。
Whom he has called.
他所呼召的。
He wants them to be conformed to the image of his son.
他要让他们磨成他自己儿子的形象。
Whom he has called, he will justify.
他所呼召的，他要让他们称义。
And whom he has justified, he will glorify.
他所称义的，他要叫他们得荣耀。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
we need to see that God has a higher purpose for us.
我们需要看见神对我们有一个更高的目的。
And are we willing to respond to God's call?
我们愿不愿意对他的这个呼召有反应？
So you find in Luke chapter 21,
所以在路加福音21章
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。
The Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣说。
In verse 36.
第三十六节。
Watch therefore.
你们要警醒。
Praying at every season.
在常常祈求。
That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things which are about to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
使你们能够算为配得逃避这一切将来的事。得以站立在人子的面前。
And go back to 34.
在我们回头看三十四节。
But take heed to yourselves.
你们要谨慎。
Lest possibly your hearts be laden with surfeiting and drinking and care of life, and that day come upon you suddenly unaware.
恐怕因为贪食醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
This is negative.
这是负面的。
How we need to be saved from this world.
我们需要从这样的世上世代里面被拯救出来。
And then verse 36 is positive.
然后第三十六节是正面的。
Watch therefore, praying at every season.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things which are about to come to pass.
好让你们配得能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
And to stand before the Son of Man.
站立在人子的面前。
So may the Lord.Have mercy upon us.
所以愿主对我们有怜悯。
We need to know what the kingdom of the heavens is.
我们需要知道天国是什么。
How can we today live in the reality of that kingdom?
我们今天如何能够活在天国的实际的当中？
Because only those who today live in the reality of the kingdom.
因为只有这些今天活在天国实际里头的人。
Then when the kingdom shall be appeared publicly upon this earth.
当天国公开的在这世上被人看见的时候。
Then you will be reigning with Christ for 1,000 years.
只有这些人可以和基督一同作王1000年。
So may we be encouraged.
所以愿我们被鼓励。
I believe this gives us an incentive.For our life today.
所以这个给我们一个动机，让我们今天过一个生活。
That we cannot just live casually.
让我们今天知道，我们不能就随便的过日子。
Having no difference with the people of this world.
跟世界的人没有两样。
That we may be a separated people.
好，让我们成为一个分开出来的人。
And live for God alone.
只为神而活。
May we pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do present this important message to thy people.
主啊，我们在这里把这么你自己重要的信息说给你自己的百姓。
We pray that it will prepare us for thy return.
主啊，愿意这个能帮助我们准备你的再来。
That we may not live carelessly.
好，让我们不随便过日子。
Thinking that we are saved after all.
以为我们被拯救了。
But thou hast something much nobler and higher for us.
主啊，你对我们有更高贵、更荣耀的旨意。
We want to live for thee.
我们愿意为你而活。
And for those who are bringing the king.
这些要把主带来的人。
We ask in thy precious name.
把王带来的人，主啊，我们成为那样的人，主我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.